fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early days of the western United States. Whenever men gathered around the campfire, stories were told of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness. And these stories have come down to us through the generations. No greater champion of justice can be found in the pages of history. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading west to Brazos! It's going to be trouble! Hail, Silver, away!
The little western town of Sawtooth was covered with a blanket of heavy snow. Behind the one window of Wolf Murchison's blacksmith shop, a 14-year-old boy brushed the steam away and tried to peer out through the snowflakes. Every time he went to the window, the giant blacksmith would hit the horseshoe on the anvil an extra lick and...
Ready, young maverick. Trying to sneak another look, are you?
It's awful dark outside, Wolf.
Get back to work.
Well, I was just trying to see...
Yeah, and I said get back to work. And you want me to lay one of these red-hot horseshoes across the seat of your pants?
Well, I'm getting back to work.
Maybe you ought to do it anyhow. Come here.
Wolf, don't.
Franklin, you little gopher. Wait till I get these bullets going. Yeah, red-hot iron would leave a brand mark on your hide. Just to prove to folks you're working for Wolf Murchison. Wait till I get a hot shoe out of the fort.
Wolf, let me go. Let me go.
Stand still. Notice how hot it is. White hot like a brand of iron. You're proud of working for me, ain't you?
Wolf.
You want to grow up to be a blacksmith, don't you?
Let me go.
Sure you do. Well, if you have a horseshoe branded on you, then everybody will know your trade.
Wolf, sure, I want to be a blacksmith. Sure, but gosh, you wouldn't brand a fellow, would you?
Yeah. Notice how it makes the water boil. It's hot in the desert in the glaring sun.
It's winter now. There ain't no sun. It's snowing.
Trying to get my mind off of this horseshoe, ain't you? Well, I don't know. It sure be fun seeing you squirm and twist with a red-hot iron shoe again, you.
Wolf, it's a stagecoach coming in.
Yeah.
Wolf.
All right, you little weasel. All right. Go on, go say hi to your sister.
Yeah, she's coming in from Brazos. She's on a stagecoach.
Wait a second.
But you said I...
Think a heap of that sister yours, don't you? And your pa, too. Mighty proud on account of your pa runs a stagecoach line.
Well, it's...
Sure. And your sister's mighty proud, too. You can tell her one thing from me, bub.
Yeah?
You know what I mean. I asked her to marry me a dozen times already. You can tell her from me she better marry me or she ain't marrying no one, savvy?
I heard that, Wolf Murchison. Let go, Jerry.
Well, if it ain't Peggy yourself. Me and Jerry was just talking about
it. I told you I heard it. And the answer's still no.
I suppose you're figuring on hitching up with that new stagecoach driver your pa's had.
That's my business, not yours. What's he been doing to you, Jerry?
Oh, it weren't nothing, sis.
Well, I'll tell Pa. You had an order to work for him.
According to law, he's got it. He's been apprenticed to me to learn the blacksmith trade, and he'll stay apprenticed.
Come along, Jerry. Pa's waiting at the general store for
him. He's working for me. Supposing I don't leave him go.
But we don't have
all
to stand...
All right, he can go. But you just think over what I said. If I don't marry you, nobody else ain't gonna.
Come on, Jerry. The air's cleaner out here.
Yeah, they're high and mighty ways. Well, I'll take care of that driver feller and fix him so as he won't even make no offer to marry her.
Just a second, mister.
Who's that?
Your name's Murchison. I've been looking for you.
Come here out of that snow, mister. Blizzard's so thick I can't see you.
Glad to oblige, Murchison.
I ain't never seen you before. Who are you and what do you want?
My name's Clawson. This is my partner, Blaney.
Well, speak your piece.
We got business with you, but it can wait. You were saying something about that girl who just left. You were saying that the young stagecoach driver ain't going to marry.
That ain't none of your business.
I'm just telling you what we heard. Me and Blaney come in on that stagecoach, didn't we?
Yeah.
Well?
That young fella already proposed to the girl, Murchison.
I ain't interested in it. Right. What's that?
He already asked, and she said yes.
Cram your tongue down your throat, you...
No, let go, Blaney!
Murchison! I ought to... Are you talking straight?
You almost tore me in half.
Talk up or I will. You heard him propose?
We both did when the stagecoach arrived. He asked and she said yes.
That little whip handler. I'll break him in two. Where is he?
Last we seen, he was heading up the hill. Murchison, me and Blaney went there.
Up the hill, eh?
Hey, ease up a minute. We want to talk to you.
Later, Mr. Lady. I got business to attend to first. I'll take care of that driver pronto.
Ghost driver will pass here soon, Tonto?
Him come up hill.
I want to ask him a few questions. We'll wait for
get
him.
Back. Somebody come.
Quiet, somebody.
Who is it? Snow thick. No can see.
We're beside the trail. Let's wait.
Two colors on the trail.
Hey, hombre.
Call me, mister.
You're named Travers.
You're Eck.
You drive the stagecoach, eh?
I never met you, mister. Seems as I ain't been in town long. But from the size, though, you reckon you're the gent they call Wolf Murchison.
You ain't marrying my girl.
News gets around, don't it?
I licked every wad in Callahan that went courting Peggy. She's my girl, savvy.
Murchison, she's going to marry me.
Travers, you want to get beat up?
She's my girl, Murchison. We're going to get hitched. You're big. You're the strongest gent in the territory. You've bullied plenty of fellas before, but with me, you don't go.
I'm going to beat you up so bad you'll have to crawl out of here four legs.
You can beat me to a pulp, but I'm still going to marry Peggy. Oh.
That's your first. Now get up and I'll...
I'll get up and give you...
Cut you on your hands and knees that time, Travers. I told you I was...
That's enough, Murchison.
What the...
Don't move. Just stand where you are. Tonto. Help Travers to his feet.
He'd do it.
Thanks, Injun. I can still travel under my own rein.
Where'd you come from?
We were beside the trail, Murchison. Turn around and make tracks.
You got a mask, can't you? A mask man and an Injun.
Get moving.
Put up that gun, mister. Put it up and I'll break it with my bare hands.
Not this time, Murchison.
Yeller, ain't you? You're scared of me.
Am I? Murchison, the next time we meet, I'll be glad to oblige you. I'll fight you with bare fists your own way. Now turn around and head down that trail.
You...
Make tracks.
All right, mister. But I'll be looking for you. When I find you, I'll get you.
Him plenty bad.
Hey, don't call him Wolf for nothing. Mister, you're stacking up trouble for yourself. There ain't nobody can beat Wolf at his way of fighting.
You tried, Travers.
He'd have left me food for the coyotes. I want to thank you, mister. You sure saved me.
Murchison struck so fast you were down before we could get here. You're not hurt?
I'll get by. But say, how come you was handy?
Tonto and I came up here to ask you a question. We followed your stagecoach.
Yeah? Say, you're masked. Most times a masked feller following a stagecoach means just one thing. A holdup.
Well, him not bad, man.
Yeah? What's the question, mister?
Tonto and I are after two men, Clawson and Blaney. Were they on your stage?
Clawson and Blaney? Yeah, they was. A couple of sneaky-looking hombres, too.
Did you happen to notice where they went after they left the stage?
Now that you mention it, they went over toward the blacksmith shop, over to Murchison's. I wonder if they got any connection with that ornery skunk.
That's exactly what I'm wondering, Travers.
Here's the list, Scout.
Gracious, mister, that's some horse you've got. I'd sure like to have him in my string.
Silver, him do only like mask man say.
That paint ain't bad either.
Yep. Travis, the blacksmith shop is right in town?
Plum Center, mister. But you ain't riding into town. You're wearing a mask.
The snow's heavy. It'll cover us. I'm interested in Clausen and Blaney, Travers. Very interested. Adios. Come on, Silver.
Adios. Adios.
Get him up, Scout. Get him up.
Whatever Clausen and Blaney is planning, I'd hate to be in their boots. That masked fella is sure one hombre I'd hate to tangle with.
Coming now.
Leave it to me. I'll do all the talking, Sammy.
Yeah.
Hello, Murchison. Fine, Travers?
You still around?
Yeah, I hope you beat him up good. Did you?
Change your talk.
No, a fella your size could eat him for breakfast 6 days a week and twice on Sunday, huh?
I said change your talk. Never mind, Travers.
Something go wrong?
That's my business, mister. What's yours? Huh? Come on, spit it out. You said you had business to talk with me.
Oh, yeah. Kind of touchy, ain't you, Wolf?
Looky here.
Easy. I didn't mean nothing.
You get me riled.
Soothe your feathers, Wolf. If you want it fast, here it is. Suppose that stagecoach line your girl's paw owns, suppose it's run out of business.
Run out of business?
Yeah, washed out, finished. We'll take care of that stagecoach driver, Travers, and as for this Peggy Saunders girl, you'd be able to marry her. Her old man would be stony broke.
Yeah.
Sounds good, don't it?
Yeah, it sure does. What are you feeding me? It's a mirage. You can't have it.
No? Well, bend your ears to this. Suppose Saunders' stage line met up with the competition.
From where? There ain't more than enough business to pay for one line. Nobody's fool enough to cut their own throat.
Blaney and me are.
You.
And we ain't cutting our throats, neither. We're going to cut Saunders' throat. That is, providing we get a little help from you.
You'd better spread your proposition broader, mister. It's still kind of fogbound.
Sure. I got friends in the territory, savvy. Friends that's close to the top. Now, you know, every stage line has to have a franchise to do business.
Saunders has a franchise?
Sure, he has, sure. But what's the important part of the stagecoach business?
Well, I reckon they got to make good time with their coaches.
Yeah, well, good time. So I got it fixed that if my stage can make better time than Saunders' stage between here and Brazos, then I get the franchise. And Saunders gets the air.
If you beat his time.
Exact, Wolf, exact.
You can't do it. Saunders got plenty of fast horses pulling his stage. Plenty fast.
Murchison, that's how come me and Blaney are talking to you. You can help us beat Saunders.
I'd like nothing better, Clausen. Speak your piece.
Good. Now, it'll be as easy as rolling off a log. All you gotta do is... What in? Who's that?
I heard you, Wolf Murchison. I heard every word.
It's a kid. It's Saunders' kid.
Saunders?
Yeah, he's my apprentice. He was hiding back there by them horseshoes.
Now, he must have sneaked in the back way without us spotting him. Wolf, if he blabs to his...
He won't blab.
I heard you. I'll tell Pa.
Hey! He's heading for the door. Get him.
No, you don't. Block him off there.
He's heading for the back. Bleeding.
I'll tell Pa.
Look out. He can't get away now, Wolf.
You little weasel. You're slippery, ain't you? We've got you cornered now.
You can't pull anything on my Pa.
Close him. Hand me that bar of iron.
Yeah, keep watch.
He's in the corner. He ain't getting out. Give me that bar. How I got you, Noah.
No, you can't.
I got you.
You missed me. You hit the wall.
Damn, Hermie's got nothing going. There he goes.
Don't stop. We can catch him. Run after him.
Come on, Silver. Here's him. Here's my arm.
Help me.
Here you go. On the saddle. Come on.
Masked man. I'm in.
Did you see that? The masked man hoisted the kid right up on that horse. Did you hit him?
I don't know. The snow's too thick to tell, but I don't often miss. Anyway, Murchison, we're still going through with it.
But the kid hurt.
He didn't hear enough. We're going through with it, Savvy, and we'll beat him. We'll bust Saunders.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Thank you. Now to continue our story. Clausen's bullets missed the great white stallion, and racing like the wind, Silver brought the Lone Ranger and Jerry to the Saunders home. The masked man left the boy there with instructions to tell his father everything that had happened at the blacksmith shop. Saunders found the story hard to believe in.
But it's all true, every word of it, Pa. Just like I told the masked man.
How's it sound to you, Peggy?
I don't know, Pa. Wolf's awful mean, but
well,
I don't...
Mr. Clausen said he was going to beat you out of your stage line, Pa. He said it, I heard him.
Pa, don't you think we better eat? Supper's getting cold.
It ain't possible. I got the franchise for running the stage between here and Brazos. I run it good. It ain't possible for somebody else to take what I built up.
Pa.
You sure about this masked man, son?
Certain sure, Pa. He was riding a big white horse.
Sounds like an outlaw.
Whoever he was, he saved Jerry a heap of trouble. Oh, Pa, ain't there nothing you can do to get Jerry out of working for Wolf?
Nary a thing, Peggy. He's apprenticed to him according to law.
The masked man says if Wolf is found to be a bad man, then the law let me out of working for him.
Why, sure. You can't work for a fella if he's in the calaboose. But this here Clausen now, I can't savvy how he figures to beat me. I can't figure it nohow. You sure that's what he said?
Oh, I'm absolutely...
Oh, Travis, you come see Peggy?
Yeah, Peggy, and you too, Mr. Saunders. I just heard something over the general store.
This is the here in this town. Jerry heard something, too.
I heard plenty.
Yeah, he was telling us some big tale about a fella named Clausen going to run my stage line out of business. And about a masked hombre on a big white horse saving him from a beating.
A masked man?
Yeah, but shucks it don't make sense. Does it, Travers?
Mr. Saunders, it makes plenty of sense. Huh? Plenty.
What?
I seen that masked fella myself. He saved me from a licking.
I noticed you got a bruise on your cheek.
And as for this Clausen gent, what Jerry says is sure enough true. Because I hear just now, he's got a coach already and an order from the head of this here territory. There's going to be a stagecoach race between here and Brazos. And the winner gets the rights to run the stage line.
And what happens to the loser?
The loser ends up with nothing. Get along there! Get up! Get moving!
Hey, Travers!
Who's that?
Stop! We want to talk to you!
Well, if it ain't... Whoa, up there, you horse. Whoa, now. Whoa. Mister, you haven't ought to slide out of the brush that way. I come mighty near shooting you for a road agent.
How are things going?
It's all right, folks. Ain't no holdup. It's all right. Ain't nothing stirring that I know of, mister.
The race is set?
Yep, day after tomorrow. I take this coach back tomorrow on the return trip to Brazos. Clausen does likewise with his coach. We both start at the same time the next day. First one into town here wins a franchise.
Has anything gone wrong? Anything happened to your horses, your coach?
Nary a whisper, mister. It's been quiet as siesta time.
Been quiet before the storm, Travers. Have you seen anything in Murchison?
Wolf? No. I ain't been avoiding him, you understand, but he ain't been acting up.
Not bad.
It is, Tata. I have a plan perfected, and they're counting on it to work. Travers, will the coaches carry any passengers?
The driver and one more, mister. I'm taking along Jerry Saunders. Clausen will have Blaney for company, I figure. Anyways, I ain't worrying about them coyotes. We'll feed them dust all the way. Well, I gotta get going now. Got a schedule to keep.
You can count on us for help, Travis.
Much obliged. It would sure be doing the sheriff a favor could you pin something on them skunks. Get up! Lift them hoofs! Get up there! Get up!
Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me.
And sing. I'm not scared.
Stagecoaches are leaving for Brazos tomorrow, Tata. The race starts the next day. They're planning something. They're going to do it here or in Brazos. Tomorrow or just before the race. There isn't much time, Tonto.
There isn't much time, Murchison. But we don't need much time.
I can ride to Brazos tonight.
Don't show yourself in town, Savvy.
I'll keep out of sight. Come dark tomorrow night, I'll get into the stable where the Saunders horses are being kept.
Don't let no one see you.
I'll do a job on them horses nobody can notice. I like to look like always until they get about halfway in that race.
Don't let no one see you.
Nobody will see me, nobody. Let me figure. I fix the horses tomorrow night, come dark. Then I head back for here.
Yeah, on the day of the race, you'll be where you always been. Right here in this blacksmith shop with nobody ever knowing you was the Brazos at all.
Yeah, I got my pony settled out and back.
We're counting on you, Wolf.
We won't lose. Come here, you.
You sure treat your horses tough, Wolf.
I treat everybody tough, Clausen. I'm heading for Brazos right now.
Me and Blaney will drive our coach to Brazos tomorrow to get ready for the race. We won't be seeing it till we come in the winner.
You won't lose. You're going to give me a pleased feeling to kick Saunders off that high and mighty perch of his. He'll lose his stage line, and I'll marry his darling.
What about Travers?
I'd go for Rat. I'd have gotten him if that masked man hadn't butted in. Hey, you, that masked man's still hanging around.
Yeah, in the hills outside of town.
Yeah. Well, I get a score to settle with that hombre. I ain't forgetting. I'll get him and Travers both.
Better mosey. It's a trip to Brazos.
Don't fret, Clarkson. I'll be there. Right in that stable tomorrow night. Get up there. Still, you lop-eared. Just two more horseshoes to work on, and Saunders will be fixed plenty. Yeah, I reckon that one's done. Now, this other hoof. Yep. Sure takes a blacksmith to fix up a horseshoe so as a horse will pull up lame. There ain't nobody but me strong enough to hold a horse so as he won't move neither. All fixed. It don't look no different. Guess I can put out this light now, Vamoose.
There ain't nobody in here, Jerry.
Gosh, Travers, I figured dead sure I seen a light.
Oh, you're a mite edgy, son. Horses look fine. Afraid nothing wrong. Nobody been in here.
I seen Clausen and Blaney here in Brazos.
Sure, you seen him, sure. Ain't they riding Clausen's coach tomorrow? Why shouldn't they be here? Ah, come on, we gotta roll in. We'll be starting that race come sunup.
Yippee, it's going to be a race!
I'm betting on Saunders.
Come on, Travers.
Clausen's gonna be mighty sorry.
He's got sorry looking ponies, I'll say that for him.
If you're ready, Travers, so are we. We'll beat you all the way.
Never mind the bragging, Clausen. Get up on your coach and grab your reins.
Got any message for me to give the folks when we get to the finish? I'll be there way ahead of you.
Loudmouth rattlesnake.
Save your breath, Jerry. Keep out of the way of them reins. Steady there, horses. We'll be moving plenty soon.
Here comes Perkins to start us off.
Yep.
Clausen, your stage set to go?
All ready, Perkins.
Travers, you got the Saunders coach set to go?
I'm holding him back right now.
Then we're set. I'll count up to three, then I'll fire the gun. That's when you start. Agreed?
Anytime.
Shoot.
Here you go, then. One, two.
Hold on, Jerry. We're going fast.
Come on, you horses! Boston, you're going to eat our dust! Get up there! Get up now! Come on, boy! Get over there!
I'll shake him up now, Jerry. Better get back, Clausen. There's a curve up ahead, and I aim to get there first. Come on, you horses. Come on.
Travers, we're pulling ahead. We're beating him.
Yep, Bob, and that's the way it's going to be. That's how it's going to be all the way. Come on, boy. Come on. Get up there, horses. Get up. What's going wrong with you?
Travers, Clausen's catching up with
you. Come on, you horses. Don't let me down. Come on.
The horses must be.
They can't be tired. They've done this trip plenty of times.
Here comes Clark.
Hey, Travers, get out of the way there. Get out of the way for the Clausen stagecoach.
It's a long way to town, Clausen.
Yeah, and I'll beat you all the way.
Come on, Clausen. Don't let them get us. Come on. What's wrong?
Get up. Come on.
There goes Clausen way ahead of us, Travers. You can't stop now. You can't.
Hold that. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Ain't no two ways about it, Bob. Both horses are getting lamer with every step. Can't understand it, but we've got to stop.
Bob's lost the race. He's lost the race.
Poor critters. You're lame, ain't you? I can't figure how you got that way.
Stagecoach! Travers!
Huh?
Gosh, Travers, it's the masked man. The masked man.
What's wrong? Travers, why have you stopped? Why aren't you going on?
What are you doing here, mister?
Tonto and I rode toward Brazos. We wanted to watch this race, but you haven't answered me.
Can't go on, mister. The horses are lame.
What? Yeah, so I see. Now, I wonder how... Tonto.
What's wrong, Kemosabe?
Take a look at this hoof. Travers, the horseshoe's been filed down. No wonder your horse has pulled up lame.
That's right.
Must have been Wolf Murchison.
I told you I heard something in the stable last night.
Never mind this talk. Travers, Tonto, get busy. Lend me a hand and do this harness. Lead out the horses.
Mister, there ain't no sense. We can't go on.
Not with these horses, but do as I say. Unfasten this harness. This stagecoach is going on. The race isn't over. Not yet.
Any sign of them, Paul?
Nothing yet, Peggy. They ought to be showing up right soon, providing they left Brazos at the regular time, and I think they did.
Oh, Paul, there they are. they are. They're coming around the bend. Is that our stagecoach?
Those ain't our horses. It looks like my coach, but those ain't the horses.
Oh, Paul, that is our stagecoach. It is.
Come on, get him up, Scout.
By the great horn spoon, Peggy, look. It's the masked man and the engine. They got their own horses pulling the stagecoach. Their own horses. Mister, you done it. You and the redskin done it.
Mister Saunders, our horses went lame. We had to pull up. Then the masked man come along. We used his horses.
You should have seen Clark and Blaine when we passed them.
When they come in, you can have the sheriff arrest them. You can have Murchison arrested, too. He filed the horseshoe so your horses could never win.
You mean he delivered...
about me, mister?
Wolf Murchison.
I'm talking to you, mister. You with a mask across your face. All right, you got me dead to rights. I admit I fixed it for Saunders to lose this race.
The masked man took care of that?
Yeah, and I've taken care of the masked man. Mister, put up your hands.
You're asking for a fight, Murchison.
I told you the last time I'd beat you up if I ever seen you. I said I'd rip you apart if you didn't use them guns.
Very well. Tell her to take my guns.
No, Kemosabe.
Take them. Now, Murchison, my guns are gone.
All right, mister. I'm going to beat you up starting right now.
Now, that way. How's that?
Hit him, mister. Hit him.
Come on, stranger.
That's the way.
Pay him back for me, mister.
Wow, look at the masked man beating him. The masked man whipping Wolf Murchison.
Oh, it don't seem possible.
No, don't hit the extent, don't hit.
There's your bully, Saunders. You'll have to drag him to jail.
Mister, I wouldn't believe it if I hadn't seen it. You beat Wolf Murchison.
Oh, Travers. Travers, Wolf's licked. Now Pa don't have to worry no more, and Jerry don't have to work for Wolf no more.
Yeah, honey. And you and me can get married. The sooner the better.
Silver Hawaii!
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.